Oakland Raiders football is right around the corner. You can hear all their games on KINS 106.3 FM.
Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
I have been, like many of you, wondering what the Congress of the United States is up to. It seems as though there's a lot of discussion and disagreement on a variety of issues, and the only thing I hear about is the anticipation of the removal of the President of the United States from office. Hard to believe we're at a point where partisan politics is so evident, considering the economy is doing so well, unemployment is at its lowest level, and consumer spending is up. It seems as though the Republicans and Democrats should be working together to get things done. I guess they don't know they are supposed to be dealing with the work of the people, not their own personal agendas. One piece of legislation I have been watching is United States-Mexico-Canada Agreement, known as USMCA. This agreement will replace the North American Fair Trade Agreement, NAFTA, which was agreed upon during the Clinton presidency 20 years ago. Some of the details include: USMCA increases the portion of a car that needs to be produced in North America to 75% to avoid tariffs. It also requires at least 40% of that come from factories where the average wage is $16 per hour. That includes Mexican workers as well. NAFTA percentages are lower, and there are no provision for minimum wage. U.S. dairy farmers will be allowed to sell more milk to Canada under USMCA, something that has not been addressed under NAFTA. Dairy farmers will now be able to compete in a new market, which will be good for both Canada and the United States. Under USMCA, economic disputes will be handled more efficiently, putting each country on a more level playing field. Intellectual property will be better protected. Currency rates will be normalized, eliminating currency wars or devaluation of currency rates by one of the three countries covered under USMCA. Also, there will be a 16-year sunset clause. Under NAFTA, there was no such clause. Experts agree that USMCA is an improvement over the old, outdated NAFTA agreement. So why hasn't Congress ratified the agreement? Well, apparently, some members of Congress desire stricter enforcement or monitor of the assurance of economic benefit to workers in all three countries, something that is being worked on now. Mexico has already ratified the new USMCA treaty, with Canada ready to act soon. Hopefully, the United States will follow suit and do the same. The only problem is that Congress needs to come together and agree on this legislation, which has been overshadowed by partisan politics. It is time for action, time for a change. The USMCA agreement will be beneficial to all and will complement the country's economic growth, which is booming compared to the last 40 or 50 years. Congress needs to understand that the people's business is important and needs to get done. USMCA is only one of the examples of the failure of Congress to act. There are many more. It's time to contact your Congressman, Jared Huffman, and let him know that USMCA needs to be ratified by the Congress because it's good legislation. This has been Mike Downey for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.